Chapter 1 of The Mysterious Stranger by Mark Twain.
It was in 1590, winter. Austria was far away from the world and asleep. It was still the Middle Ages in Austria, and promised to remain so forever. Some even set it away back centuries upon centuries, and said that by the mental and spiritual clock, it was still the age of belief in Austria. But they meant it as a compliment, not a slur, and it was so taken, and we were all proud of it. I remember it well, although I was only a boy. And I remember, too, the pleasure it gave me. Yes, Austria was far from the world, and asleep, and our village was in the middle of that sleep, being in the middle of Austria. It drowsed in peace in the deep privacy of a hilly and woodsy solitude, where news from the world hardly ever came to disturb its dreams, and was infinitely content. At its front flowed the tranquil river, its surface painted with cloud forms and the reflections of drifting arks and stone boats. Behind it rose the woody steeps of the base of the lofty precipice. From the top of the precipice frowned a vast castle, its long stretch of towers and bastions mailed in vines. Beyond the river, a league to the left, was a tumbled expanse of forest-clothed hills, cloven by winding gorges where the sun never penetrated, and to the right, a precipice overlooked the river, and between it and the hills just spoken of lay a far-reaching plain, dotted with homesteads, nested among orchards and shade trees. The whole region, for leagues around, was the hereditary property of a prince, whose servants kept the castle always in perfect...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?